Love. When I say the word love, what do you think of? Do you think of great love stories such as Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, or Wagner's Tristan und Isolde, or perhaps Buttercup and Wesley from The Princess Bride? Love, however, is not just romantic. There are other great loves, such as friendship, that Samwise Gamgee shows for his friend Frodo, or from the movie Frozen, Anna has for her sister Elsa. And then there are other loves that inspire us to devote much of our time and energy. Musicians practice for hours technique and pieces, while athletes and dancers carefully watch what they eat and hone specific skills. Cooks and bakers experiment with ingredients and methods, while gardeners spend great amounts of time with plants and the earth. What do you imagine when you hear the word love? Would you ever imagine the act of obedience? Do you ever equate love with obedience? This is what God is telling the Israelites in our lesson today through Moses. The Israelites are to listen and keep the command to love the Lord. In other words, obey God. And in the Hebrew words listen and love, these words stress both physical action. Listening and loving means to act. And we act in obedience to the God who loves us. So this word obey, how do you feel when you hear this word obey? Do you feel that your independence is being threatened? Do you feel that obeying God means that you cannot make your own decisions or that I have no free will? Do we think that obeying God means that we cannot do what we want, when we want, how we want, and where we want? In North America, many of us think that obedience to something other than our own free will or obedience to another person, that those things restrict our freedom. We are a culture that stresses the individual. And many of us closely link our individualism with freedom. Being free means following what I think, what I believe, what I feel. Yet who of us can put up our hand and say that we've always, always made the right choice? I mean, have you ever tried to help someone but wound up hurting them instead? Not intentionally. Have you ever tried to say the right thing but instead wound up having someone feel awkward or angry or upset? Have you ever thought for sure you were absolutely right and there was no way that you could be wrong, and instead discovered that you had actually made a mistake? Or have you ever let work, school, gaming, or something else interfere with family time and disappointed a loved one? Have you ever been really tired and lost your temper with a friend, a family member, a coworker? Have we ever hurt the environment by not conserving water or energy? The truth is, free will does not always ensure that we will choose what is good and brings life, not just to us, but those that we live with. Free will on its own can never lead to true freedom. Freedom that is experienced as contentment. Like not feeling as if something in our life is missing or lacking, or that we feel compelled to do something. Whether it be to play another game or buy another article of clothing or another gadget, another fill in the blank. What is that for you? Free will on its own can never truly lead us to freedom. Freedom that is experienced as living as God's creation, fearfully and wonderfully made, as the psalmist writes. Not feeling the pressure of being someone society or someone in our life wants us to be, but rather living as God has created you and I to be. So here's the paradoxical truth about free will. And that is, when we choose to obey God, when we choose to love God first and best, you and I experience true freedom. We experience freedom when we eat, breathe, and sleep God. Because God is love. And so when we obey God, we give God all our energy and focus. Even as we're working and sleeping and playing, going to school, when our focus and energy is on God first and best, we experience true freedom because God is love. And Christ came that we might have life and life abundant. John 10:10. But here's the thing. God wants to be loved because you and I choose to love the Lord. Because you and I choose to love the Lord. So God gave us free will. But in giving us free will, we have the choice whether or not to love. We have the choice to choose how we will act and whether or not we will live in true freedom. Freedom from want. Freedom from others' expectations. And on this Remembrance Sunday, the freedom to care for the other. The freedom to love as God cares for all that God has created. For we read in Leviticus 19:18, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." So what could it mean to love a neighbor in World War II? Loving a neighbor might look like the clip we're about to watch from a short film. This clip takes place on a train in occupied France. During this time in history, German rule had forced Jews to give up their homes, their property, and businesses in Germany and other occupied territories. Many French officials helped to enforce regulations that made life so difficult for Jews that they found it almost impossible to buy food and find safe places to live. In light of these hardships, there were Jews who tried to escape France and Europe itself. But escaping was difficult because Jews had identification papers with a bright red stamp. And so anyone who looked at identification papers would know who was and was not Jewish, no matter the color of your hair. Therefore, to cross heavily guarded borders, Jews needed fake papers. In our scene, there is a Jewish man who has bought a one-way train ticket out of France. He is nervous because he doesn't want to get caught by soldiers. He is anxious because he has fake identification papers and his photo hasn't been sticking really well to the photo underneath. And he's desperately hoping that his fake ID will pass as real ones. He does not want to be captured and interned in a camp like so many other Jews. But as he's sitting in his seat, and as the German soldiers call out for identification papers, the Jewish man realizes that they're missing. They had been stolen and he didn't know it. Meanwhile, someone has been watching this Jewish man. What could it mean to love this man? What could it mean to love one's neighbor? What could it mean to love God?
Papers. Have your identification with it. Your papers? Your papers? Identification. have your identification now. Out.
Identification.
Have you identification out?
Identification
papers.
Your papers.
Have your identification out?
Identification.
Have your identification ready? Have your identification out?
Identification, please.
Have your identification out? Where are you going? See your papers?
Shut up.
Identification. See your papers?
Show me up.
Identification.
You stupid man. You stupid, stupid man. You idiot.
Your papers.
You make me sick, you know that.
Your papers!
I'm sick just looking at you. Oh, you idiot!
Stop! Stop it immediately!
I don't know why I put up with you. You are a fool! A stupid, impotent fool!
Show me your papers.
He forgets his glasses, he forgets his keys, he forgets his wallet, and now my idiot husband has forgotten his papers.
I feel sorry for you. Your wife wears the pants, yes?
Freedom. Freedom to care. The Israelites were commanded to love God, and it is in loving God that the world experiences God's goodness. It is in listening and keeping this command to love God that we truly experience freedom. All of us, not just one or a certain group. But all. So who do you devote yourself to? Where do I give the best of my energy and my time? What and who do we love first and best? Indeed, there are times when we need to rest in God's love, and to trust in that love because we're simply too tired to do anything else. But there are other times when we are called to live out this love, especially in places where there is not just hatred that has spilled out into violent action, but hatred that has spilled out into the spoken word, whether it is on paper, whether it is digital, whether it's on the YouTube. In Toronto, a far-right candidate received over 25,000 votes in the mayoral race this year. In Mississauga, someone charged criminally with promoting hatred toward the Peel Muslim community received over 16,000 votes. As people who follow the truth, the way and life of Jesus Christ, as people who still hear today God's command to love. To love God with all our heart and soul and strength. We are called to love our neighbor. What will that look like for us as the church? What will this love in action look like for you where you live? What will obedience to God look like for me where I live? Listen, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Amen.